Good evening. It's good to see you. Now I need to look around and see who came in. I was here the first period, and I'm just doing a little overlap for Brother Ken, who will be here on Monday. And so most of you are all new faces for us. So welcome. We're glad that you're here. And my name's John Prah. Some of you, I know through the years, a lot of people come the same time every year. We come first period, we come fourth period. And so you get to kind of see the same ministers and the same staff and the same guests. And then somebody new pops in and we're all confused. But anyway, that's who I am. My wife, Diana, will be here till Monday. And Brother Ken Friedman will be here. And he'll be ministering through the second period. And so we're just kind of looking to the Lord tonight a little bit. I know a lot of you have traveled, and I know what travel's like. You spent probably days in a scramble trying to get ready to be here. And then you did all that you had to do to get packed in the car and trip and unpack and settle in. And you come in tired. And that's how you start 2 weeks of hard labor at Pilgrim Camp. And so tonight we want to take a pause as you've come, and as we're preparing hearts, we just want to hear tonight maybe what God wants to speak to us individually. It's a good time for us just to attune our hearts to the Spirit's voice. And so it will be a short meeting, unless you're on staff, because then you'll have a staff meeting right after this meeting. And you'll just kind of get caught up with some things. And I might as well make the announcements now. Tomorrow morning, our schedule, meeting times are a little bit different. So we have 8:30 breakfast, unless you're staffed. You have your own schedule, so follow that. And then we meet here in the lodge at 10:15. And so there are no campers here yet. And so we're all down on this end. And then our noon meal is at 12:30. Okay. And so that's the morning schedule. In the morning meeting is the one meeting each week on Sunday where we do receive an offering, and it's for our children. There are a lot of children that come to camp throughout the summer that if we didn't help them financially, they wouldn't be able to be here. And so part of the way that they're funded is Sunday morning offerings at Pilgrim Camp. So if you'd like to give an offering for the children, campers, you can do that tomorrow here. There are ways you could do it online or just stop in the office anytime during the week, and that's fine. But we appreciate and are thankful for those who carry that burden to bless the children here at camp. And I think that'll get us through where we have to, and then we'll finish up what's happening in the afternoon and evening tomorrow. So that's where we are. We want you to enter in. So tonight being shorter, I know we won't have as much opportunity, but as these meetings go on throughout the second period or however long you're here throughout the camp season, we want to be open to how the Lord leads. And so maybe God will put a scripture on your heart or a testimony or a song that we could sing together. We just want you to be free in the spirit to do that. It's not easy for a minister to carry 28 meetings without a little bit of faith behind them and a little bit of help. So please, young and old, whether you're on staff or visiting, we want you to be part of what God is doing here. And that's what we're instructed to do, right, in Scripture, that we gather together, we edify one another, and we come prepared to minister unto the Lord and to each other. So let's do that. We'll start by singing tonight number 23 in the red hymnal. And before we do, Let me just lead you in prayer. Number 23 in the red hymnal. Father, we thank you that you have gathered us in this place. You have ordered our steps and have brought us here to this moment and to these days and weeks ahead of us. We know, Lord, you have a purpose and a plan for each one of us who have come. Maybe we've come under different circumstances and motivations, but we're here. And Father, we desire that your will be done in our lives and in this camp. Lord, we pray that you would accomplish your purpose in us. Lord, there are those that you want to still save. They're coming here and they don't have a personal relationship with you and have bowed a knee to you, whether they be children and young people in the cottage and village, whether they be here on Watch Rock. God, we just pray that you would prepare hearts to receive your word and it would take root in good soil. So even now, Lord, break up fallow ground, we pray, and plant good seed. And Lord, we pray for those who are seeking you for the Holy Spirit. Maybe those who weren't even aware, say, we've not even heard of the Holy Spirit. We don't know of the gifts and the baptism. But God, that you would come to us here at camp and you would pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, old and young, male and female, God. We believe that you will work in miraculous and supernatural ways. And so, Lord, we ask that all of the things that would quench the Spirit, all of the things that may be built up between us and you, Lord, those things would be broken down, that there might be a free flow and moving of your Holy Spirit in our lives and in this place. Lord, there are those who have come with physical needs and health needs. They're looking to you, dear Jesus, for miracles in their body. God, we know that you're able to do that. Some that are going through difficulties in marriage or in family situations, some careers and jobs that are struggling, and there's fear in that. Others who are making plans for the future, young people who are deciding on colleges and majors, and those who are in relationships. Is it from you? Is it toward marriage? Lord, all of these things that are so much a part of all of our lives, God, we bring them now to you, that you would work in us, that you would lead us, that you would guide us, order steps. Show us your will, Lord. Show us your plans, dear God. Give us courage and grace to follow, Lord, wherever you lead, to do whatever you say. And so, God, we commit these weeks to you. We surrender, Lord. We ask that you mold us and shape us, Lord. Form us more into the likeness of Jesus, we pray. For your name's sake, amen. And number 23.
Lord, we worship you. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.